Well, some colleges have already said they're not holding in-person classes this fall because of COVID-19. Other schools have put off the decision, and that has some college students wrestling with whether or not to enroll for the fall or defer until they can be sure to have a full college experience. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Eilish Shoneel reports.
This spring, Abby O'Young was a junior at Pomona College near Los Angeles when the school announced it was closing and everyone had to leave.
I was helping my friend pack up her room, and she turned to me and she said, "Abby, what if we don't even come back in the fall?"
It's a question college administrators themselves are asking. The Chronicle of Higher Education is tracking what colleges are planning for the fall. Most schools are planning on in-person classes. But others, including Harvard, all the campuses of California State University, and many community colleges, plan to hold classes online. Other schools are waiting to make a decision. Pomona's in that camp. Administrators say they'll make an announcement in July, just 2 months before classes are supposed to start. And O'Young says she was not impressed this spring when she was living back at her mom's house in Seattle taking online classes.
Everyone I know was just like, texting during class or like scrolling through Facebook, or like we would have group chats with like our classmates about how boring the class was.
And O'Young adds, what about all the learning that happens outside the classroom? Meeting with classmates in the library or having dinner at professors' houses? Or for a student athlete like O'Young, on the golf course?
If it's online, like what are you paying for? It's a waste of my time and a waste of my mom's money.
Thinking like that is a big problem for a lot of schools.
How many students will actually show up in the fall? That's the huge, huge question.
Scott Carlson covers college finance for the Chronicle of Higher Education.
The deposits look good. That means that the students have plunked down a few hundred dollars to secure a spot. That's not a guarantee of anything.
Carlson says the whole situation is putting colleges in a precarious financial position. Endowments have taken huge hits. Declining enrollment could be a death knell. Some colleges have already closed their doors permanently because of the pandemic.
I think once we get into August, you'll see a lot more.
Some schools are trying to deal with the question of uncertain enrollment by taking a tough line against deferment. University of Washington President Ana Marie Cauce says, if an admitted student decides not to enroll this fall, they'll have to reapply.
You know, it's not that we're doing anything differently because of COVID that we've instituted any new rules, but rather this has always been the way that we do things.
But it's not just schools that are worried about money. Angie Aguirre-Tobar just graduated from Kennedy Catholic High School in Burien, a suburb south of Seattle. She's headed to Brandeis University in the fall. She's been dreaming of college since she was in elementary school. She'll be the first in her family to get an undergraduate degree. So when COVID-19 started to change what college might look like,
it's earth-shattering. When you have a set bullet list, it's kind of like that ink that you wrote down is completely blotched over. Someone spilled water all over it.
One of the big things Aguirre-Tobar is worried about is money. A big part of her financial aid package is work-study, an on-campus job Brandeis would give her. But if school isn't in person, she's not sure the college will have a position for her.
My family is not financially strong enough to really pay a lot.
Aguirre-Tobar says if Brandeis can't give her remote work, she'll keep her current job at a warehouse. She says she's starting college this fall no matter what.
I would continue to power through. I want to graduate in 4 years in 2024. That is my goal.
That's even though she won't know what Brandeis plans for the fall till early July. For Here and Now, I'm Eilish O'Neill in Seattle.